USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump tells reporters he's open to negotiating with Iran's leaders, but only if they're serious about giving up their nuclear ambitions.
They can't do what they were saying they're going to do, because if they do that, they're going to be met with really very violent force. We have no choice.
President Trump speaking at a joint news conference at the G7 meetings in France. The president continues,
we can have it done in a very short period of time. And I really believe that Iran can be a great nation. I'd like to see that happen, but they can't have nuclear weapons.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg appeared publicly Monday for the first time since the court revealed she was treated for a cancerous tumor that was found on her pancreas. Ginsburg was awarded an honorary degree from the University of Buffalo. Ginsburg spoke about her experience as a young female law student and also participated in a Q&A session. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised, because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Some Ford owners will be getting some good news from the automaker soon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Ford is about to send out notifications to about 600,000 owners of its Ford Focus and Ford Fiesta models, saying that they're extending the warranty on the clutch and related hardware on those cars. Earlier this month, the automaker said the extension will apply to the 2014 to 2016 Focus and 2014 and 2015 Fiestas. The warranty now extended from 5 years to 7 and from 50,000 miles to 100,000 miles. Ford says dealers have been notified and they'll be ready.
Tropical Storm Dorian is gaining strength in the Atlantic Ocean. According to the National Hurricane Center's latest advisory, the storm has maximum sustained winds at 60 miles an hour and is moving west-northwest at 14 miles an hour. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vermont Senator and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is making a campaign stop in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Monday. Senator Sanders discusses a report that President Trump is considering major budget cuts to entitlement programs.
So Mr. Trump can save his staff a whole lot of time. You don't have to prepare cuts for Social Security or for anything else, because you ain't going to be around to implement those cuts.
After 12 years, prosecutors are pressing charges for 12 deaths that happened during Hurricane Irma. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Arrest warrants have been issued for four employees of the Hollywood Hills nursing home in Florida. They're accused of playing a role in the deaths of a dozen residents after Hurricane Irma knocked out the facility's air conditioning in 2017. That prompted many 911 calls like this.
We don't have any air conditioning, so I saw her slouch over. I realized that she's not breathing, so I check her. She's just barely breathing, and her fingers are starting to change color, you know, slightly blue.
The head nurse and administrator are expected to face manslaughter charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, Kentucky Fried Chicken is the first fast food restaurant to try a plant-based alternative to chicken. The Beyond Fried Chicken product will debut this week in Atlanta. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.